Hear that? It's Spring Fest Savings calling your name. Only at Lowe's. Right now, get a free select Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego trimmer, blower, or mower. Plus, get your choice of any two bags of Miracle-Gro Organic Soil Mix for only $16. Shop these can't-miss deals in-store or online today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 4-2. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Hawaii.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Meanwhile, let's talk about the war at home, and that is to do with the events in the Dáil this week. The Cathain Comhairle no longer retains the confidence of all members of Dáil Éireann. That's the simple one-line motion put forward yesterday by all leaders of the opposition that is set to be voted on next Tuesday. The government is expected to issue a counter-motion, as is the case with ministers, saying that the Cathain Comhairle, Fiona Murphy, has her confidence. She has said in a statement last night and a statement from her clerk that she will not be resigning. Well, centre of this epic warfare is Richard Boyd Barrett, TD for Dunleary and leader of Solidarity People Before Profit. Richard, welcome to the programme. A pretty feisty week by any standards. The government have indicated they will support the Cathain Comhairle, and we know they have a majority of about 20 in terms of your confidence motion. How do you think this will play out over the next week?
Well, look, it's very unfortunate that the Cathain Comhairle has got herself dragged into this. And the primary blame for that, in our view, is with the government and their determination to protect their deal with the Lowry Group in order to give the Lowry and other independents who are part of the government opposition slots effectively to undermine the opposition and dilute the opposition and to substantially reduce the opportunities for the opposition to interrogate the government. And that remains the central issue. But now the Cathain Comhairle has got dragged into it. And really, there's no doubt in our mind that there was an orchestrated move to ram roads through the changes to the standing orders in a way that completely drove a coach and horses through the Dáil rules. And that the Cathain Comhairle was part of that, of doing unprecedented things, claiming votes had been agreed when they clearly hadn't been agreed, collapsing the order of business and not allowing amendments that have been proposed by the opposition to be tabled and just ramming everything through. So that's very unfortunate, and she has lost the confidence of the opposition. So there's no doubt about that. And we think the one way all of this could be resolved is if the government stepped back from this. I mean, it's really shocking that Micheál Martin is doing all of this for Michael Lowry, who has, you know, very clearly to put two fingers up to the Dáil, to the public, and to democracy. And that gesture really summed it all up.
There is one precedent for no confidence in the Cathain Comhairle, and this goes back to October 2009. And basically, John Gormley was in government with Brian Cowan, and my understanding is Gormley said, if there's a vote of no confidence, we're not going to back O'Donoghue. And when Gilmore made a move, the game was up for him. He just didn't have the numbers. Are those circumstances the same as these?
Well, to be honest, I mean, OK, in one instance, it's of completely inappropriate behaviour outside the Dáil. And, you know, that's an insult, what you're talking about back in 2009, an insult to the public in a particular way. In this situation, it is about really protecting our democracy and the ability of the opposition to do its job on behalf of the public. I mean, this isn't about us. I mean, it'd be in some ways easier to just let this go. But the problem is, our ability to genuinely represent the questions and the interests of the public and to hold the government to account will be seriously inhibited if we let this pass. So the public are the ones who are going to lose out. And Micheál Martin knows that. He's a very experienced and wily politician, and he does not like the extent of pressure he's getting of questioning and things like Taoiseach's questions in order of business. So he wants to dilute and undermine and weaken the opposition and strengthen the hand of the government when they already control everything. I mean, they control the Dáil schedule, they control the ministries, they control the purse strings, they control legislation, but that's not good enough for them. They also want to control the opposition. And we have to draw a line, and it is a big mistake for the Crown Corla to have got ourselves involved in that. And that means it's very difficult for the Dáil to have confidence, or for a substantial part of the Dáil to have confidence.
Well,
in
I think
when
a lot
he allows
of people
herself to get dragged into it.
I think, Richard, a lot of people would agree. And I said on my podcast when Crown Corla ruled on the 3rd of February that this group could not be recognised as a group in opposition, that actually the government had a way out at that point, which was to blame it on the Crown Corla and to pull back from it. But the situation we're now in is like it's harder to back down the more you dig in. So my question to you is this. I have seen over the last 40 years really huge rows in the Dáil, going back to Dick Spring and Haughey in the early 90s and so on. And the sort of options you have is you can walk out and sort of say, well, OK, you can have it all and not form committees and paralyse the Dáil and not give pairs. Would that, two questions there. One, if you lose the vote, as now looks likely on Wednesday, what's the next move in the pursuit of resisting these Dáil reforms? And secondly, what options do you have?
We have discussed a few ideas because we're not going to let this go easily. Let's put it that way. We're going to resist this. If the government thinks it's over, they're wrong. And I mean, I would hope that between now and Tuesday, that the Crown Corla might reflect on her own position and put a bit of pressure on the government to pull back from the brink here, because that's how this can be resolved. And that's how it should be resolved.
But they could just throw her under the bus then.
They could.
And they could put in another Fianna Fáil backbencher as Crown Corla and continue as is.
They could indeed, although that might upset their deal with the Lowry Group. Because remember, this all goes back to the Lowry Group. And whatever deal was struck, whatever arrangements were made, and clearly this was part of it. Although, as I said, I think it suited Micheál Martin as well. But it was part of the deal with the Lowry Group, which succeeded in getting that group ministerial positions, but which another sweetener, if you like, was to be giving them slots in opposition time, which also suited the government then to further undermine and weaken the opposition. So, but the government could pull back from that. And that's what they should do. And that might, you know, save the credibility of the Crown Corla as well, if they simply pulled back from this.
And you and I have no control of what the government's going to do, but I want to ask you what you're going to do. The most important issue and the kind of nuclear option you have is that no committee stage of any legislation, no estimates can be scrutinised, and so many other things, evidence and so on, without the committees. The committees are now as important or more important than the chamber itself. What do you think the collective opposition view will be about the formation of the committees? Because that is a kind of paralysis button that you can continue to withhold agreement on.
Yes, it is. And look, I mean, there's no point in saying this isn't a dilemma for the opposition as well, because we want to act on behalf of the public, and we want important legislation to go through, and we want it to be scrutinised. But you are right that if the government are going to frustrate the ability of the opposition to do its job, then we are actively considering, and certainly I am actively considering, and we've discussed some of these ideas, frustrating the ability of the government to do their business in the Dáil. And we have to look at that. There is a trade-off, and that is why the best of all options is that the government doesn't push it to that point, and that they pull back from this. They want their cake and they want to eat it, but is it not enough for them to have the government, to have the ministries, to have the purse strings, and to have the right to put any legislation they want through the Dáil, that without them having to try and undermine and subvert the opposition? You know, that's what's at stake. And I hope that public opinion might push them in the right direction before we find ourselves in, you know,
okay,
more troubled waters next week.
So let's just reflect on one thing this week in relation to public opinion. I think most people will agree that Lowry should apologise for his gesture. I don't think personally that there's much support for having camera phones in the Dáil. That's another issue. And while you have very strong principles and ideology and policy, people regard Richard Boyd Barrett as a civilized person. Was there any part of the kind of the tactics which meant that she couldn't actually call a vote? There was a point in what they were doing was that, and if you read Peter Finnegan's report, the clerk of the Dáil, he goes into this in minute detail about the question of vote all and all of that. And I get both sides of that. But I've never seen scenes like it was like you had a student teacher. Like people say it's misogyny. I don't think it's misogyny. But I think there was an element of intimidation and bullying. Would you accept that?
I, to be honest, no. I mean, was it raucous? Yes. Was anybody scared? No. I honestly don't believe that.
Okay.
And in fact, the Count Corla was very vocal and you could hear her throughout. I mean, it wasn't very pleasant for anybody. And let's be honest, right? I mean, nobody wants to be doing this. But the problem is the opposition has little available to it other than to disrupt the ability of the government to ram it through. And the government are the ones who, in our opinion, are being high-handed and arrogant because either we make noise now or they shut us up for 5 years. Not entirely shut us up, but very significantly. I mean, literally, there will be hundreds of Taoiseach's questions because of the 45-minute cut in Taoiseach's questions over the course of each year that will not now be answered. That's a very
and which was not part of the original reform of Standing Order 170. How that got slipped in, I don't know. Final question. Yeah. One of the ways of giving the opposition more time and more access is do what they do in a lot of parliaments, which is sit on Friday. Do you think that's a good idea or not?
I personally would be in favour of it. I would be in, but it has to include meaningful slots where the government are interrogated on stuff. But I would be in favour of it. Yes, I'm in favour of more speaking, more Dáil time. I think you will find the opposition to that would come from rural TDs. And I do understand that that's, you know, there are difficulties for them. So that's probably a question best directed at rural TDs. But I personally would be quite open to that. But it has to include things like the restoration of Taoiseach's questions, which we've always had for 2 days, for 90 minutes a week. And people should be aware, issues that we have consistently raised on behalf of the public that are really important, that wouldn't necessarily get the opportunity at leaders' questions, were raised at Taoiseach's questions. Our ability to represent those issues now is going to be dramatically reduced. So the public are seriously going to lose out on this and the government will be seriously shielded in an additional way from scrutiny. And the public should be concerned about that.
Richard Boyd Barrett, leader of People Before Profit Solidarity, thank you for joining us on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks, Ivan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.